I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And we are so happy you joined us again today. And it is Valentine's Day. But, you know, we kind of did our Valentine thing last time.
Yes.
So what I'm thinking, Miss Nene, today that we're so happy you joined us because, you know, maybe you've got big plans for Valentine's Day. And then the next day, it's kind of like, okay, now what do we do for our main dish?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a really easy, yummy solution.
This casserole has been part of our family for years. It's called Supper Popover Casserole, and it came from a cookbook that was put out by the Iowa Division of the American Cancer Society. The cookbook was given to me, if I'm correct on this, and one of the reasons the recipe appealed to me a lot was because it was put in there by someone who I knew was a very good cook, and her name was Maxine, or Mrs. Vernon, Wollenhouse from Lewis. Maxine was a great cook, and she was, of course, that they were beef producers, and naturally this casserole would include ground beef. But the fun part about it is that it's easy enough that children can help put it together. Children can even assemble it themselves, and you can have someone in your family already destined to make this casserole so that you can just sit back and continue doing your laundry or paying your bills or whatever you might need to do.
And, you know, one of the things when we talk about children doing this, we don't often talk about ages, but, you know, 2-year-olds can help with some things. 5-year-olds can do some other things. 10-year-olds, you know, so you kind of have to, when we say children, you kind of have to think, okay, mm-hmm. would this fit my children or my grandchildren? What age would you think that they could actually make this all themselves? Now, beginning really early, they can help.
Sure, sure. But when you talk about browning ground beef, that is going to involve having a child around a heat source, whether it be the element from an electric stove or the flame from a gas range.
Or microwave.
Yes.
But that's hot, too. You need to know how to run that also.
That's true. And because of that, then there needs to be a certain amount of training done with the child or children ahead of time so that they know how to be careful. How to use potholders. How to keep potholders away from a flame or a heat source. Or extra clothing. What kind of clothing do you wear when you are working around a heat source like that in the kitchen? Those are all great lessons to be learned, and hopefully they'll be learned before a tragedy would occur, or a burn or a fire would occur in the kitchen. But this particular recipe was made by our older daughter for the Best of Iowa contest for Cass County 4-H Fair years ago.
She had to be at least fourth grade.
Yes, and I believe she was probably more like 14 when she did this.
So but that's a good guideline.
Yeah, it could easily be made by someone younger than that, depending on their skills in the kitchen. My goodness, LaVon, when I look at Master Junior Chef on TV, those children are just so talented. And, of course, someone like that, this would be just a piece of cake for them.
but they are very unusual children.
Yes, that's true. But anyway, the ingredients that are in this supper popover it's very simple to make because ground beef is browned, and then tomato sauce is added along with a little flour for a thickening and some seasoning of salt and pepper, and then added parsley flakes are put in. Now you can use either dry parsley flakes or fresh parsley flakes as far as that goes. One of the ingredients that is also required is chopped green pepper. Now our family never cared for it to have that in it. It certainly would make it more colorful. We could add some pimento and just...
What about... I always like garlic. Is there any garlic in this
there
recipe?
There is not garlic in it.
But you could add some garlic at the end of your cooking time for
very
the ground
so.
Beef.
Mm-hmm. Black olives, another good one to be added into this. But the unique part about it then is once that this mixture is cooked together and heated up, then it is put into a greased 9x13 pan in preparation to go into a 425-degree oven. But after this meat layer is put into the pan, then a layer of shredded cheddar cheese is put on top, and of course that can be purchased already shredded, so it's another easy step to do. And then is where a unique part comes in. It's the fun part. It's the fluffy part. It's the bread part that goes on
top. The popover.
It is. Yep. And so it's just whisking together milk, eggs, vegetable oil, and flour and a little salt. Pour that on top of the casserole and pop it into the oven, and away you go. And in less than an hour, probably about 25, 30 minutes, that supper is ready.
And you have this fluffy, big, if you're not familiar with popovers, there's a lot of air in them.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they pop up. That's why they're called popovers.
And if you don't serve it right away, then it will tend to deflate a little bit. It certainly doesn't affect the flavor, but it does affect the lightness of that popover that's on top of the casserole.
And that's the, again, the temperature that you use the is
425 degrees, so it's a very hot oven.
And that's why they won't pop up if you don't have a hot oven.
That's right. It takes that extra steam and heat that's built up within that mixture in order to make it rise and be fun. And how fun for the kids, especially if you have a glass door or glass window in your oven door to watch that popover pop up. Mm-hmm. If they have the patience to do that, they are deserving of an extra helping.
And if they haven't made something like this before, even when they take it out of the oven, you go, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a neat surprise. I'm not familiar with this recipe. It's going to be on my list because it sounds like fun and yummy all put together.
And even too, if you have leftovers, of course, with Fred and I just being at home now, we will have leftovers. I enjoy heating in the microwave, and of course it's not as puffy and fluffy then, but it still is tasty.
Still tastes good. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of the first measure of good food is good flavor. Now there's
definitely,
you want it to look good, you want it to be some other things, but mm-hmm. if it doesn't taste good, forget it, right?
Exactly, yes, because sometimes there can be the most attractive-looking desserts that I have seen, and with one taste, I think, oh, this is not worth my time of calories exhaustion in there. Food needs to look good, but it definitely needs to taste good.
Taste good, absolutely. And now you mentioned, or I guess maybe we didn't mention yet, but we call it a casserole, mm-hmm. but it could also be called a hot dish.
Oh, I grew up with hot dish, and I think that's a Dakota, Minnesota, a northern part of the United States type terminology. I didn't know what a casserole was until I moved south. And every hot dish that Mom made was basically ground beef, tomato soup, mushroom soup, cooked macaroni, and some seasonings. And I loved it. I loved hot dishes back then. She may have added some corn or some peas to it as well. But hot dish and casserole are similar.
Same thing. And, mm-hmm. and saying what you just said about what your mother did just mm-hmm. makes me think about, yes, it's nice to have a recipe, but you don't need a recipe for a hot dish or casserole.
Right. And I think you've got some great instructions to how to assemble a casserole.
Yes. Just kind of look in your refrigerator, or look what you have in your cupboard and so on. And what you need to start out with is a cup of main ingredient. Now that could be, you know, the chicken, the turkey, the ham, the ground beef, mm-hmm. kind of that usually we think of it as a meat. It wouldn't necessarily have to be. And then a cup of the second ingredient. Okay, what could that be? Well, that could be those vegetables, peas, corn, hard-boiled eggs, sliced celery. It's mm-hmm. kind of what I think of as the veggie part of it.
Okay, rather than a pasta or rice.
And okay, then mm-hmm. you add a starchy ingredient.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so here we go. And you just need a cup to two. That depends on, you know, what else you're putting in here and how much pasta you want. But that could be pasta. It could be rice. It could be sliced potatoes. Mm-hmm. Anything. Think starchy. That's the third ingredient here. Mm-hmm. And again, it could be leftover potatoes. Perhaps, you know, you've had some, I don't know, you could even be put in mashed potatoes, I think. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. whatever. And any kind of pasta. It could be the macaroni that you mentioned, yeah. but it could be noodles. And those probably need to be pre-cooked.
Yes.
Because they're not going to cook in the amount of time. Otherwise, all this just needs to be heated together. So we're having everything pre-cooked that goes in here.
When we're talking rice, would a minute rice need to be pre-cooked, or would that?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't have the same kind of moisture.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we have the main ingredient we've talked about, the second ingredient, the starchy ingredient. Now we need something to hold all this together, mm-hmm. the binder. And you mentioned tomato soup. You mentioned tomato sauce. It could be other kinds of soup. It could be sour cream. It could be a cream sauce. But you need that moisture kind of, and as it said, a binder to hold all of it together,
yes.
or it's just going to
yeah,
scatter all over.
Would cheese fit into that then too?
No, I think that's the next category is, and this particular listing is called goody. I think that's where the cheese comes in. It could be almonds. It could be olives. Could be sliced up onions. That kind of goes to two categories. Pimento, water chestnuts. Mm-hmm. I love water chestnuts
in a
hot
crunch.
Dish. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And then, the cheese could go, in your case, it's not the topping, but cheese could also be a topping.
Yes.
So then you've got potato chips crunched up, you've got breadcrumbs, you know, whatever you put on top. In your case, it was the popovers. So kind of let me go through that again. A cup of main ingredient, a cup of second ingredient, a half a cup of the starch, no, I'm sorry, a cup to 2 cups of the starch ingredient, and a half a cup of binder, a fourth of a cup of goody, and the toppings, and, of course, your seasonings. And now, people are going, I can't remember all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. We will have this posted on our website, the basic recipe, along with the recipe for Maxine Wollenhaus's Supper Popover Casserole. And remember, if you can't get to our website at kjan.com, at Family Fun in the Kitchen, and then Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, just call KJAN or send us a card. We'd be more than happy to send the recipes for both of these to you. And remember, it's time to make some fond family memories in the kitchen.